So for all entrepreneurs and for me, and what would be the small piece of advice or the simplest form in which that you would give to me and the audience in order to, as an entrepreneur, for example, create a business that, okay, it starts from my principles, it starts from everything that I am. What would be your advice in order to love and live in a state of deathlessness and in a state of amore while doing this? What would be a small piece of advice?
Die lesser and lesser. You have to understand what does that mean. Mm-hmm. You know, to die less. If you die within yourself, the world dies and your business dies. Your family dies. If you want your family united and your business to be successful, you have to be an integration. You have to be one within yourself. You have to be fearless, doubtless, deathless within yourself. This is the only job. This is the only work that you have to do, to be deathless. And deathless means to love yourself inside. Then you cannot say, I love myself, and you repeat it like a mantra. To love yourself means absence of death, absence of fear, absence of doubt. But you cannot say to yourself, okay, I am fearless right now. No, you have to watch it and to admit, to accept the fact that you are in a state of fearfulness or fear, and to accept it, to be aware of it, is the solution. And you will see that your business will improve if you are deathless. One day you want to give a suggestion to a friend of yours, or to your family, or some other businessman. Deathlessness. If you understand what that means, to love yourself inside, and it is something that you already have, you have to eliminate layers and layers and years of ballast. To get rid of the ballast, you have to watch it, observe it. Don't use any method or system or discipline. You will never succeed. You have just to be there and see it and watch it and look at it, and you will see that the very thing will disappear from within, and all solutions and all success and victory will come from outside.
Thank you. Well, what I will try to share is the fact that you should know yourself and fully love yourself in order to live without death.
Oh, let's say you have to die less to love yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
But this is the same thing. It's the same thing. But it's easier to die less than to love yourself.
Yes, yes.
They are the same thing. Anybody can say, I love myself. I mean, I cannot hurt myself. And yet, we really harm ourselves all the time. But to say, I will stop dying within, that is interesting. That is a great design that can happen. If you really not be afraid of the word dying, much easier to say, love yourself inside, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't tackle the idea of dying less.
Just to know if I understood the concept correctly, you die less by eliminating that 99% of what you are not.
Very good. That's very good. Yes. That's very good. And this is difficult to accept, because what we are not, we believe to be. It is not, because we are not fear, we are not doubts, we are not anxieties and all those things. We are not negative emotions or destructive. We are not. That is all things that added to us, and we have to get rid of them. This is to get rid of them. I repeat, you have to watch yourself. You have to be present to yourself. Nothing else. Don't try to change. Don't try to transform yourself, because that is the method and the system that many religions or many sets of systems try to create. I abandoned all the books, philosophies, ideologies, and religions. And when you feel free, the world will follow you. The world will be all gratitude to you. And you will see your family to develop, to improve, and your business and everything. All depends upon you, yourself.
Thank you for